You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., cancelled over $500 million US dollars, roughly equating to 851 million New Zealand dollars, worth of federal funding for the mRNA vaccine. News and editorial director Joel spoke to John Fraser, the former dean of the Faculty of Medical Sciences and current research professor in the Department of Molecular Medicine and Pathology at the University of Auckland, about this cancellation of funding, as well as the claims RFK Jr. made regarding the vaccine, which Fraser has described as ill-informed nonsense. Here is that interview.
For those unaware, what is the mRNA vaccine, and what does this vaccine combat?
So the mRNA vaccine is best known as the one that was formulated during the COVID pandemic from 2019 through to 2022. It was a vaccine which used a new type of technology, which is mRNA technology. Normally vaccines, older types of vaccines, have a very different formulation. This was a new type of vaccine which proved to be hugely successful. As most people know, the two mRNA vaccines that were widely used around the world were the Pfizer vaccine, which was available in New Zealand, and then the Moderna vaccine, which was also used worldwide. Those two vaccines probably accounted for about 14.5 million lives saved during the peak of the pandemic.
A cut of $500 million US dollars worth of federal funding for this vaccine is quite a lot. How important is this funding? What is warranting this much be spent on the mRNA vaccine research?
Well, that's a good question. And $500 million does sound like a lot, certainly from New Zealand, but in terms of US funding, which is valued in the billions of dollars, $500 million is on the lower end, but it was all dedicated for the development of new forms of mRNA vaccines. So mRNA has been specifically singled out by RFK Jr. So there's a lot of funding for other types of medical research. This was a funding cut that singled out this new technology, which had proven itself so effective during the COVID pandemic. Most of the funding was for projects around new mRNA vaccines, one in particular for the H5N1 flu that's widespread throughout the US, the one that's found in cattle, the bird flu, which that vaccine was being developed really to combat the influenza in animals, but also the likelihood that it could jump species and become a flu that widely infects humans. So it could potentially be a next pandemic virus. So the funding for that vaccine was cut completely, and that was the largest project that was cut. There were 22 projects that were axed, all for various types of mRNA vaccines.
Is there validity at all for RFK Jr.'s claims regarding this vaccine, such as his accusations that the mRNA technology poses more risks than benefits for these respiratory viruses, and that mRNA vaccines cause a virus to mutate?
Well, those were two of the comments that he made in his public statement in explaining the reason why the funding for mRNA vaccines was cut. So most of the funding was through an agency called BARDA, which was the Advanced Research Association that receives its funds from the Health and Human Services in the US. The claims that he made, I would have to say, are complete nonsense and reflect a significant problem with RFK Jr. in that he doesn't have a scientific background, he doesn't read or understand the science, and is quite capable of making outrageous claims such as greater risks than benefits for mRNA vaccines. That's simply not true. The mRNA vaccines were incredibly safe and highly effective in combating COVID, and they work very well for other types of viruses as well. And the other statement around mRNA vaccines actually causing viruses to mutate is just complete nonsense. I mean, viruses mutate by themselves, and the vaccines don't force them to mutate. I think what he was trying to say, and he obviously misinterpreted what little evidence has been given to him, is that vaccines and immunity to viruses is always under pressure. So viruses mutate to try and escape that immunity. And it doesn't matter whether your immunity is developed through natural infection or vaccination. Viruses are always trying to change to escape the immunity so that they can infect. And that's the battle that goes on all day, every day. And that's just life. And viruses have innate ability to mutate, particularly RNA viruses like influenza and the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So vaccines don't make them mutate.
Will this cancellation of funding impact us here in New Zealand at all?
Well, it does, because we obviously have research in mRNA vaccines. So I have a number of colleagues in the States that are working in those areas who've had their grants cut. We are collaborators with them. So obviously it's impacted them. It impacts the collaboration. But I think ultimately what it does is it forces countries like New Zealand to think about how they can respond to the lack of funding or the reduced funding in the US. So essentially this funding is a signal that the US is willing to forfeit its leadership, its clear leadership in the field of mRNA vaccines and mRNA technology. Many other countries like New Zealand, Australia, UK, Singapore, all the countries that are investing heavily in this technology really have to pick up the mantle. And that's the situation that we're in at the moment. The government has put in a quite substantial sum of money for mRNA vaccine work, $70 million over 7 years, and we're very fortunate to have that. And it's an example of how New Zealand is responding, whereas the US has decided to cut its funding or get out of mRNA vaccine research.
And long-term, what repercussions could we see if this funding is not reallocated?
Well, my biggest concern is that the work that's been developed around developing the bird flu vaccine, the H5N1, is going to cut, or somebody else is going to have to pick that up, and hopefully commercial organisations and biotech companies will pick up the mantle of that project. But I mean, that's my biggest worry, is that there won't be a vaccine for bird flu should it become a problem in humans. But also, you know, the cut in funding of the US means that we don't get the information and the support and the collaborations that we have from the groups that are working in that area. So it makes it harder for us. And it's just really disappointing. I think it's a very short-sighted and silly decision. Hopefully it will be reversed, but I'm not holding my breath, and nor are some of my other colleagues.
That was University of Auckland's John Fraser on RFK Jr. cancelling $500 million US dollars worth of federal funding for the mRNA vaccine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.